The following episode is powered by Sennheiser, the future of audio.
Welcome to Hashtag Moms Got This. Get your mom life fixed 4 days a week. I'm Michelle Park.
And I'm Stacey Eagle. Together we chatted up with a new boss mom each week about her journey and why she's got this.
It's Wednesday, so I know Stacey has a product.
I have a product today. I actually asked my teachers, Dylan's teachers, what books that I should get for him if he was interested in engineering and architect, being an architect and drawing. And so they were like so excited to give me the suggestion of, and I wrote it down because I forgot the names, Iggy Peck, the architect book. And Rosie Revere.
Oh yeah, engineer. That's a good book. Yes. We love that book.
So good. So
those, do you have both? I've got both of them,
and I read them last night to Dylan. We read them a lot. Today I was like, which one do you like better? I shouldn't do that, but yeah. I'm just so curious. And he's like, I like them both, mommy. I'm like, okay, that's a good answer. But I'm like, do you know what too. Rosie like, did?
Right. Do you know why Rosie's more important? Do you know why? As a protagonist?
But he's fascinated by. How old is she when in the Iggy Peck book when the teacher is waiting for like misses the class? He's like, is she five? Is she six? Like when she's up on the 96th floor? I don't know. Okay. He keeps asking that question when we like, get to that page.
So I'm like, what do you tell him?
I'm like, I think she's in the same grade that she was when she went to the
the questions that kids ask you sometimes, right?
It's amazing. It's amazing. So back in the studio today is Elisa Greenblatt. She's a divorce lawyer. If you didn't listen to us on Monday and Tuesday, you must circle back because they're incredible days with her. So welcome back.
Yes,
you are
hi,
a
Elisa.
Mom of two.
Thank you.
And I know that you have, I'm sure, incredible products to tell us about and maybe solutions for our life.
Yeah, for your busy life.
Products. That's a tough one.
What products? Like.
Well, one thing that my son has gotten into in the past few days is a little camera.
Oh.
And in my spare time, I'm also a photographer.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool.
And when my daughter was 6 months old, I started taking online photography classes to take better pictures of our family. And I got really into it. And I have, you know, a super fancy camera and I edit the photos and everything. And so I'm always taking pictures of my kids. And so he got this little tiny, he's three, and he got this little tiny camera. For I think from Discovery Kids for Hanukkah, and he's just started being interested in using it.
Does it and like so print photos or is it like a Polaroid?
It has a little card in it, a little memory card,
oh,
and so I'll be able to pull them up on the computer and then we can print out whichever
cool.
ones he wants.
That's awesome because I have one of those cameras, I forgot the name of it, but where Dylan's shooting, but I don't think you can do that with it. That's cool. What is it called? Right.
I have no idea. It's something from Discovery Kids.
Okay. We'll Google it.
My mom bought it because she, you know, likes to shop and she found it and thought it would be great. And it's really nice because he's now into me taking pictures of him. Before he was really put his hands over his face.
But now he's I get it.
So I'm into photography and it's just a fun thing to share.
It looks
with
like
him.
It's the VTech. Is this what
know.
It is?
It's, you know, if you go to my Instagram, no, that's not it. It's really tiny. Oh. I actually put on my Instagram this morning a picture of him taking a picture of me with
cool.
a little camera. And it is similar to that, but I think it's different. I'll find it for you.
We'll definitely share it on our Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. But he's enjoying that. So that's been a fun product.
Anything that's been great for your five-year-old?
Let's see. What is she into? She's gotten so into Legos, which I love.
Oh, yes. Legos are the best.
Just love Legos.
The building, and she's become so focused on it. And I think that's great for kids to just focus. And she likes to follow the instructions. And
does she like magnet tiles?
Not as much as my son does. You know, we always had them and they weren't really played with by her as much. But the Legos, her best friend also is into Legos. And so it's something they share. But I think Legos are, you know, the ultimate creative toy.
Oh, they're amazing. What has she made?
She makes, she likes to build rooms. So she'll have these, you know, I got her one of those big squares that you can just
Put all stuff on.
Yeah.
And so she has this princess, of course, room that she's constantly adding on to, or then she'll make like houses, but she's also really into Lego Friends, which much to my dismay.
What is Lego Friends? I don't think I know that.
Lego Friends is the...
Like the little characters?
It's the characters. Okay. But they... It was what I think Legos came out to gear towards girls.
Uh-huh. Got it.
And so it cuts me a little.
Yeah.
I went to Smith College and, you know, that part of me, I felt kind of awful when she just was gravitating towards Lego Friends. But I've embraced it because she loves it.
I know
it.
That feeling. I really do. When my daughter asked for a Barbie house and... my in-laws bought it. I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm.
See, I loved the Barbie house back in the day.
We do not have any Barbies. And she tells me.
There's so many great Barbies now. I know. With all different meanings.
I know. And there's like the curvy Barbie and the petite Barbie.
Yes, come on.
I know.
Fashion
I know.
Barbies.
I'm a mean mom because I have not yet bought Barbies.
Yeah. I haven't bought any actual Barbie dolls. I bought her a yoga Barbie that's like a yoga doll that's shaped kind of like a Barbie. And we've made a... So far. Coming up, Elisa will share with us how she does not miss a beat and keeps it together all day from sunrise to sunset and even longer sometimes.
Hey guys, we are so excited that you've been listening and downloading and we're grateful for it. So now rate us and tell us what you like about the show on iTunes.
And leave us a review. Leave that 5-star rating. We would so appreciate
it. It's so easy to just click that button and do the 5-star rating.
For a tutorial, go to Stacey's Instagram.
Yeah.
Hashtag Moms Got This is a production of Mouth Media Network powered by Sennheiser. Reach out and follow us on social media at Moms Got This Show. And me, Michelle, at Mish Plus Two.
Or me, Stacey, at Stacey Eagle.
Check out our website, momsgotthisshow.com.
Elisa, what you do is so important, but you're also a mom, and so you have these two parallel things going on in your life that are both, there's no room for error, because both of them mean that you could potentially affect somebody else's life for good. How do you do that, and how do you, like, keep it together and run all day?
I think I just have to compartmentalize things, and you know, focus on what I'm doing in the moment and try to keep all of the noise or other things out of my head, which can be hard to do. I mean, I've had situations, one of my kids is really sick and I've got a meeting that I can't, you know, big settlement meeting and I can't get out of. So I just have to, you know that the nanny and my husband have got that with the sick kid. And I've got to be focused on my client. And
how do you stay focused on that if your child's sick?
If somebody's sick, like, what do you do?
It's hard. I mean, I don't think I'd be able to do it without people who support me and people who are there for me. But I also – I just know luckily – I mean, my kids are pretty healthy, but we have great doctors that are a couple blocks away, and I know that all those things can get taken care of. And I – also know that even if I'm not there in that one moment that I want to be there, you know, I can probably, because I work for myself and I have a great staff, I can probably adjust things the next day to make myself available and mm-hmm. to make my kids know that I'm there and that I'm, you know, caring about them too, which is very important because I don't want them to think that I'm only caring about work and that work is more important than they are. But sometimes, I mean, I had a situation a couple weeks ago where there was something at school at 12:15. In the middle of the day. And,
so hard.
And my husband, since he's a teacher, he can never go to school things. So it's all me. And my daughter is very aware of whether we can go and whether someone can be there. And I remember I was in court in the morning and I had a couple of cases and I was totally focused on those cases and getting them done and just being really efficient. And then I went from court to the Upper West Side, went to that.
Wow.
Then I went back to the office for a meeting and it was just every little piece, it was lucky that it all fit together and I could do it again because I work for myself and I can make it happen. But
At the end of that day, do you find yourself get a drink? Because I find myself doing that.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sure I wanted a drink at the end of that day. It was really crazy. It was the miles that I went just going back and forth, because I think I then went back to the office and then I had to go back down to court after having a meeting in the office. And that's just insane.
It's so insane. Yeah. But somehow, like,
thank God for Uber.
Thank God for Uber and subways and Subway. And New York City. Seriously. Thank you so much for sharing this insight. And we are excited to have you back tomorrow to share some special moments and what the future holds for you and your business.
Make sure to subscribe and show us some love on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever the best podcasts are found. Our fantastic theme music was created just for us by Lily Lane and Joe Pasco. This show can only be reproduced or published with express written permission of Mouth Media Network. We are so looking forward to spending time with you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, Mom's got this.